Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on January 19th, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story tonight, I am sad to inform you that the United States has surpassed 400,000 deaths from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University data. The U.S. is now averaging over 3,000 COVID-19 deaths a day, and for a sense of scale, that is more people than were killed in the 9/11 attacks every single day. Medical experts suspect that this most recent spike is in the wake of many U.S. citizens making the decision to travel to family gatherings for the holidays. This is a cold, hard reminder of just how important it is to vaccinate as many people as possible as quickly as we can. According to USA Today experts, they are nearly unanimous in condemning the messy COVID-19 vaccine distribution rollout so far. Again, that is a quote from experts with USA Today. Quote, federal leadership failed to prepare fully to neutralize this pandemic. They concentrated on the vaccine with much less regard to vaccination. End quote. That is a quote from Dr. Kelly Moore, deputy director of the nonprofit Immunization Action Coalition. Quote, there's a need for stability, reliability, and a process people can trust, end quote. On to our second story tonight, we return to Utah for a more local story, and one that actually brings some good news at that. Reports have surfaced that the Utah Transit Authority, or UTA, has received federal authorization to begin work on a new bus rapid transit system in Ogden, Utah, also referred to as BRT. According to UTA Executive Director Carolyn Gannott, UTA has received a letter of no prejudice from the Federal Transit Authority, FTA for short. The letter allows UTA to begin construction on the $100 million plus project prior to the federal Small Starts grant being finalized. This gives UTA the go-ahead to complete up to $23 million worth of construction prior to the authorization of $65 million in federal funding in the form of that Small Starts grant, allowing UTA to get a head start on construction. UTA estimates the BRT project to be complete by August of 2022. The service will cover all the way from Wall Avenue to McKay-D Hospital, including many stops in between. Those stops include Weber State University, 25th Street, Harrison Boulevard, and multiple stops in downtown Ogden. This is great news for those in the greater Ogden-Weber area, as public transit projects bring improvements to economic and environmental conditions. According to the Association of Central Oklahoma Governments, ACOG for short, quote, when compared to single occupancy vehicles, public transportation produces 95% less carbon dioxide, 92% fewer volatile organic compounds, 45% less carbon dioxide, and 48% less nitrogen oxide. Quote, when these pollutants enter our atmosphere, they contribute to global warming, smog, acid deposition, and health problems, end quote. And what about the economic impact? Well, according to a study by the American Public Transportation Association, APTA for short, quote, groundbreaking analysis measures public transportation's impact on the nation's economic productivity for the first time. Investment in transit can yield 49,700 jobs per $1 billion invested and offers up to a 5-to-1 economic return. Investment offers productivity gains long after the short-term stimulative effect, end quote. You can, of course, find a link to the APTA study as well as everything else that I've mentioned in this video in the description below, so definitely check that out. If you got all the way to the end of this video, there is a good chance you enjoyed it. If so, I would really appreciate it if you would leave a like on the video and definitely subscribe if you want to see more content like this every single weekday. It is completely free to subscribe, so I definitely recommend you do that. And of course, please, please, please share this video with your friends, as that is critical to the survival and growth of this channel. So thank you for joining me. This has been your daily dose of reality, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace.